morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is December 13th, 2021. It is Monday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Evolution of a Witch Prompt Journal. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Keep watering yourself. You're growing," by E. Russell. So, I don't remember if I talked about the prompt journal before I left because my computer had to go in and get repaired. They repaired it. It's great. I like to put stickers on my laptops, and I tend to go with a theme. Like my old laptop, it was almost all like black and white stickers. And this one, I had like a holographic, like AOC, like tarot card sticker. And when I got it back, it was gone. And I was like, did they take my sticker off? And then I was like, wow, I'm so impressed because there's like no residue. And like, that's really hard to do. And then I realized they replaced my screen. So I was like, no, I'm just an idiot. But they fixed my computer. But I wasn't sure if I'd mentioned the prompt journal before I left. So the prompt journal, I got my copy and it's so beautiful. Basically, it is a writing journal and it has 150 writing prompts for witches. You can use these prompts during meditation, just for journaling. If you're a writer, you can use them as jumping off points for writing articles or books or whatever you do. If you teach, they're great ideas for class material. And yeah, 150 prompts for witches. I wrote them with the help of a few of our podcast listeners, as well as a few of my friends. So they're super fun. And they have questions that range. Some are like a little bit more mundane, like who is a big inspiration in your life? Some are witchy. Do you believe in the rule of three? Yes or no, why not? Some are funny. Amanda came up with if the tarot deck and the Norman deck were people and then fought, like who would win? There's some predictive stuff, like predict the year. So some of it's light. Some of it's a little deeper, like are you happy? You know, some of it's a little deeper. So they're fun. I think they're really great. It's 150. It's a full color journal. I had it printed on really nice paper so you can really write on it and keep it as a keepsake. So check it out. It is on Amazon. I do think if according to Amazon, like they have on there like arrives before Christmas. So it's also a great stocking stuffer, but just check it out. I worked pretty hard on it. It's designed by the same designer who did the Hectic Witches Journal. So if you liked that, you'll like this. And yeah. All right, moving into our tea. What are we drinking today? We are drinking my favorite. Not my favorite tea, but my favorite thing. We are drinking Orange Besom, which is a chocolate orange tea. So why is it called Orange Besom? Well, this tea is has a base of a pura tea, and pura tea is also known as witch's broom. So what is a witch's broom? A besom. So it's Orange Besom. This is a rich chocolate sweet orange that it's citrusy and lively and uplifting, but it has that chocolate. Basically reminds me of the holidays. My mom and my aunt would get chocolate oranges, and I just thought they were the coolest, most magical thing in the world because you had this ball and then you smashed it and then bam, you had these orange slices that were chocolate. I just thought it was the coolest thing in the whole wide world. And then when I grew up and I realized they had dark chocolate oranges, my whole life changed. So this tea is based off that. Last year we went into the history of the chocolate orange. If you want to hear about that, I'm sure you can listen to one of last year's episodes. But basically, chocolate oranges are really based off of the tradition of giving oranges around the holiday time. And you may go, Tanya, why on earth would people give oranges around the holiday time? Well, as we know from most holidays and traditions, are all about wishing for what's next, right? So that is why in bulk we are wishing for the ground to thaw so we can plant, right? It's still cold. We're wishing for what's coming next. So Yule time was in winter. And it's cold. And that was when winter times, especially it used to be a really, really scary time. And what did you wish for when it was really dark and cold? The sun. And what represents the sun? Oranges. So chocolate oranges, they would put oranges in stockings and things like that. So yeah, our tea is chocolate orange. It's pura tea with orange, cacao nibs, and blue corn flowers. So we're going to talk about oranges today. And this comes to us from themagickitchen.com. So who wrote this? Leandra Witchwood. So let's talk about oranges. So oranges is great for love, divination, luck, and money. It is also known as the love fruit. Orange is added to tea for a variety of reasons. It can be used to summon love, luck, and to manifest prosperity. In a tea or juiced, orange can be used to replace sacred wine in a ceremony. Use orange flowers to create lust or love potions. Couples may drink orange-infused tea to ensure wedded bliss. Now, medicinally, we know oranges are very good for you. It's why it's kind of a big one. So oranges are said to help lower the risk of many diseases. Free radicals, which cause chronic diseases such as cancer and heart disease. Orange is full of vitamin C, which helps protect cells, making powerful antioxidants to help remove free radicals. So yeah, oranges are yummy and good for you, and we love it. All right, witches. Moving into some headlines. This comes to us from the NewYorkPost.com. Anne Rice gets another AMC show. This one about witches. So, The Witching Hour. My best friend in the whole wide world, he actually read The Witch's Hour after I moved to New Orleans. And he told me that, it was really cool having helped me move because he, discovered my neighborhood. And he was like, this whole book is about your neighborhood, The Witching Hour. So they write, The Witching Hour is here. AMC is betting on horror queen Anne Rice, the famous former New Orleans author, Mayfair Witches, is getting adapted into a TV show for AMC. This marks the second Rice series heading to adaptation at the network, as Interview with the Vampire will also be hitting the small screen. Based on a trilogy of supernatural novels first published in 1990, the Mayfair Witches series will be an 8-episode written and produced by Seta Spalding and Michelle Ashford. The story follows a young neurosurgeon who finds out that she's the heir to a family of witches who has been haunted by a sinister presence for many generations. Quote, 2022 will be the biggest year for original programming, and we are literally over the moon that it will now include the first two series in an expanding Anne Rice universe built around stories and characters that have captivated millions of fans around the world, Dan McDermott, the president of entertainment and AMC Studios for AMC Networks, said in a statement in the press release announcing the show. We are also extremely fortunate to have such talented story writers such as Esta and Michelle guiding this adaptation, which will follow the first season of Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire late next year. Casting for Mayfair Witches has not been announced. Interview with the Vampire famously cast Brad Pitt as Louis and Tom Cruise as Vampire Lestat in the 1994 movie. The show will see Jacob Anderson, a.k.a. Grey Worm from Game of Thrones, as Louis, and Sam Reed as Lestat. So, I love it. I love it. I love it. I can't wait. All right, witches. I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Monday, December 13th. The waxing gibbous moon bursts into Aries flames today. Here, the moon trines the sun and Mercury and squares Venus and Pluto. The sun's conjunction to Mercury is encouraging us to plan our next life-affirming adventure. Venus's conjunction to Pluto is asking us to do that as a method of discovery. Not just for yourself, but for your relationship with others. Go on an adventure today and take a friend or partner with you. You're very likely to learn some things about yourself and your companion that you never would have guessed. And your relationship with your compatriot will be much stronger by the end of the day than the beginning. Your daily moon mantra is, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Today's episode is brought to you by the journal Evolution of a Witch, 150 Journal Prompts for Witches by Tanya Brown. So Evolution of a Witch is a prompt journal made for witches by witches. These questions can be ones you answer quickly or reflect on later, or you can ponder them intensely with friends. Do you believe in good versus evil? What three items could be used to summon you? Who has been the most impactful person in your practice? These questions are meant to not only help you think about life from a new perspective, but your magic as well. Whether you want to write your responses and then move on, or use this journal as a jumping off point for future conversations, debates, classes, or even books, it's a judgment-free space for you to share your thoughts and ideas. A full-color journal with 150 prompts, you can take your time, integrate it into weekly journaling sessions, or use it as conversation starters with other magical people in your life. Find it now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. All right, so we have a question from one of our listeners. This comes to us from Kitsune. Kitsune asks, I've got a question that keeps coming up for me, and I wonder if anyone else struggles with this. I was raised Catholic and later in life converted to Evangelical Christian Church. Subsequently, the idea of prayer just doesn't sit well with me. I don't even like telling people my thoughts and prayers are with you, even just as something you say, as a show of solidarity, or to offer a sense of comfort. I don't even like saying bless you when someone sneezes. Does anyone else have similar issues, and how do you deal with it? I will say personally, I don't have issues like this because I don't have a lot of religious trauma around growing up in evangelical, these really a little bit more extremist churches. But I can definitely understand how you would. I mean, when these phrases or ideas in an extremist way has been used to oppress you, I can understand why you wouldn't want to go around repeating those words. But we do have a lot of listeners who have had similar experiences, and let's see if they have any advice. Kim says, I have the same issue. Saying bless you when someone sneezes feels more benign to me, but thoughts and prayers make me uncomfortable. So I say, you're in my thoughts, or I'll send my love. If I feel it will be well received, I sometimes say sending healing energy. It depends on who is with me. Lilith says, I don't say it, but I don't pray. I'm atheist. I meditate. I manipulate energy. I'm spiritual, and I believe in things we can't see around us, but I don't see them as God or entities above humans. To me, it would be like saying my neighbor was an entity. He might be salt on earth kind of guy. Helpful, beyond helpful to everyone, doesn't make him all-seeing without his own personal issues. I see entities, the wild things, the same way neighbors say, my thoughts are with you, my variation of asking a deity to help you. I just learned vocabulary and how you associate the word on a subconscious level, how your inner child sees it. I would think that would be normal. The inner child is the one that 100% believes in the unseen and will cling heavily to whatever is taught. Kathy says, I'm so glad I'm not alone in this. Even Christ said to go in a private place to pray. I remember when I was searching and ended up in an evangelical Christian church. I would cringe every time I was called to pray. I was terrified of being called to say a prayer. Of course, that church was an overall terrifying experience. I remember when I left it, those in the congregation bombarded me to come back for 6 months. So I'll never tell anyone I will pray for them because I want to be honest. If I happen to remember to keep them in my prayer, then I do so privately. Yeah, and I think that's what it is. When, because Kathy said you were in a situation where that those things weren't used in a positive way. Those things were used as weapons. So I can definitely understand how you wouldn't want to say those words. And I think you can find a way to capture how you feel or your sentiment in other ways. Eek says, I say Gesundheit. See, I never know what to say when someone sneezes. I always say bless you as well. Because that's just what you learn to say. I've never liked saying Gesundheit because I never like, when it comes to words, I'm like not fully aware of. I'm like, I just want to make sure I'm not saying something I don't mean to be saying. So I've never been big on that word. I do say bless you just because that's what I was raised to say. But yeah, and you don't have to say someone, oh, my prayers are with you. Most people, I'm going to say this as someone who is not around a lot of Christian people. I'm not. Those just aren't the crowds I hang with. Most people don't go around saying my prayers are with you. Like most people not within churchy circles. So you not saying that, I think, will not seem strange to most people. And you just have to find what, you know, works for you. I always say, I'm sending energy. I'm sending light. I'm sending good thoughts is usually my go-to. I'm sending good thoughts. I'll send good thoughts because that's typically what you're trying to say anyways, right? What are prayers if not good thoughts? What are spells if not good thoughts? What are intention? You know what I mean? So that's typically how I do it. But yeah, you just kind of gotta do what works for you. All right. We have a witch fail. This comes to us from listener Steph or Steffi. Is it Steph or Steffi? I'm going to go with Steph. Steph says, so I'm not sure if this is a win or a fail, but I just started listening to this podcast and even went back a good handful of episodes. So a few weeks ago, I was dealing with a lot and I've been making mini spell jars with herbs and crystals that represent healing mentally and protection and stuff. I had one on my car and I really believe that my feelings, I really believe that my feelings were another negative entity in my body that I had been fighting for a while. I felt off. I did meditation, sitting in my car, parked and safe, and I started to feel some negative energy floating, and I started to think about banishing this negative energy. I did this a few different times, not succeeding. But one day I was doing this again in my car, again safely, meditating and trying to banish this uncomfortable and gross negative energy. Then I grabbed one of my jars in my car, and the most cool thing happened for me. I felt it start to, quote, melt, unquote. I got confused, opened my eyes, looked down my body, and that's when I realized my negative energy was melting. I actually got afraid if it was floating into my car. Then I realized I had my jar in my right hand, and all the energy was actually going into the little jar of crystals and herbs. Then since then, getting on, And since then, I have also gotten on my medication and I've been a lot happier. I've been studying harder and more into my practice because of this. That's awesome stuff. Yeah, I think when you, especially when it comes to energy work, I think one of the big things that happened with me that really put a lot of credence into energy work was I went to a Reiki session. It was my first ever, and I could not figure out what Reiki was. People kept explaining it to me. I read articles about it, but I just couldn't wrap my mind around it. So I was like, let me just go get a Reiki session. So I went. It was incredible. Like, I could feel the different parts of my body and the energy in the different parts of my body. And then when the professional was done, I felt my body like almost pulse as a unit. So when you experience energy work, it's really, really cool. So I just think that's super cool. All right, so we are wrapping up this episode. I do want to give a shout out to listener Nicole Lilly. Nicole, you loyal, charming gnome. I also want to give a shout out to listener Molly Higgins. Molly, you scintillating, poetic vampire slayer. I also want to give a shout out to listener Jess Jensen. Jess, you cunning, insidious woodland fairy. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And before we go, we do have a new card deck. Our deck is called Cosmic Creatures. This deck is gorgeous. It was sent to my mailbox. I really don't know by who. But these are the coolest cards I've ever seen. And they have such wonderful bright colors. So if you're into animals and creatures, I think you'll like this deck. So we pulled the Butterfly. The Butterfly is all about metamorphosis, grace, and unfolding. The flutter of butterfly wings bring change, transformation, and expansive growth. Life is full of cycles, and you are being eased into a new transition with grace as the unknown unfolds into a beautiful path before you. The butterfly brings lightness, reminding you to enjoy the simple pleasures that are always available, if you're only willing to see them. You are being elevated into a new spiritual realm as you increase awareness of your habits and thought patterns and choose to create new stories instead of being burdened by old ones. Butterflies are all colors of the rainbow, and they encourage you to embrace the different shades of your personality. If you're feeling inner conflict, ask yourself where that judgment is coming from. The butterfly is a sign to accept yourself fully and allow yourself to shine as vividly as you desire. The innocence of your soul is shining. Let it be seen. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.